On the surface, six-year incumbent Jack Williams and challenger Chip McCallum sound like they want a lot of the same things for their district. Here's McCallum.
I'm going to look at strengthening our schools, and that's what our community's built on up here.
And Williams.
We've been on a roller coaster ride my entire life in the way we fund education in the state, and I think we need to bring stability to it.
Both also say they favor limited government and lower taxes.
The people in my district and me are for fiscal accountability, constitutional limited government. I'm for small government, and they're for free markets.
I think the three enemies of business are overtaxation, overregulation, and frivolous litigation.
But ever since the Alabama Republican Party disqualified McCallum as a Republican because of campaign contributions he made to national Democratic candidates, Jack Williams' campaign has seized the opportunity to paint McCallum as a liberal Democrat.
Charles H. Chip McCallum III says he's a true conservative. True conservative? McCallum is a Democrat. Gave $1,000 to Barack Obama, John Kerry, and Nancy Pelosi's Democrat Congressional Committee. And
it's a charge McCallum disputes.
The first person I ever voted for was Ronald Reagan. And I've always affiliated myself with the Republican Party since I was a teenager.
McCallum admits to contributing to the Obama campaign and several other Democratic presidential campaigns since 2000. But he says he's also given to Republicans, such as Vestavia Hills State Representative Greg Canfield and Alabama Supreme Court Justices Mike Bolin and Tom Woodall.
My wife and I have a very broad and diverse group of friends, and they are very active in a lot of different causes, including campaigns. We've been asked from time to support their candidates, and we have given money to those campaigns, just like I've asked those same friends to give money to Republicans that I have supported.
For his part, McCallum is striking back. His campaign blanketed the district with mailers that tie Williams to political action committees run by several people who were recently indicted in the FBI's gambling bribery investigation of the Alabama legislature.
I've not taken money from any lobbyists who work exclusively for the gaming industry. Those were contract lobbyists who represent some of the largest corporations in Alabama.
Williams has received more than $250,000 in PAC money. McCallum does not accept PAC money. All of the back and forth, including vitriolic exchanges from commenters on public message boards like AL.com, have made it hard for voters in District 47 to know what the candidates want to do if they're elected. Chip McCallum says one of his top priorities is transparency in Montgomery.
We've gotten a situation where we don't know where the money's coming from that's going into our politicians' pockets. And if you don't know who's supporting them, who are they voting for down in Montgomery? You just can't be a servant to two masters. You can't serve the people of District 47 and also serve unknown people who are giving money to our politicians.
McCallum wants to ban PAC-to-PAC transfers and require that lobbyists report all gifts and money they give to politicians. Right now, lobbyists can spend up to $249 a day on politicians without having to report it. McCallum is also pushing a plan to revitalize the Vestavia Hills-Hoover Highway 31 corridor. The business district is dotted with vacant storefronts, abandoned motels, and pawn shops. The plan calls for building a coalition of business leaders to identify and address the biggest problems. It also calls for using federal grants to address flooding problems and create a walkway and bike path along the banks of a creek at the intersection of I-65 and Highway 31. Jack Williams wants to eliminate the business personal property tax and increase property tax exemptions for senior citizens. Under current law, seniors making less than $12,000 a year don't have to pay property taxes. Williams wants to increase that cap to $39,000.
That would allow senior citizens who have maybe a $500 or $600 property tax bill to not have to write that check, and that might be money that they could spend on medical bills or maybe replacing a washer or dryer. What I like about the bill that I've got is it gives people money in a way that they're able to use it.
Both Jack Williams and Chip McCallum say they want to help Alabama's citizens and businesses rebound from the sagging economy. The question, though, is whether voters in Vestavia Hills and Hoover will see through all the negative campaigning to what the candidates actually have in mind for District 47. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.